I am a divorce girl. I wanted to marry. He wanted to marry me too, but family didn't expect me. He's getting married to somebody else. How do I get myself out of this depression? This is something that we've actually covered several times in the past. You just have to understand that at the end of the day, not everything works the way you want it to. And there could be so many wisdoms in that you just don't know right now. Right? So you get that, since you've lost the person right now, just have to look at the positive side of it. Because if this was supposed to be good for you, you'd have had it. But it's not. So thank Allah that maybe there's something in there and move on. The longer you cry over this and fuss over it, the more you are spoiling your chances of finding somebody better. Better, yes, better. I say that because through various different experiences, sometimes you think something is the best. And you think, I need to get this. And then you lose it and you feel totally at loss that, you know, there's going to be nothing better. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you something, but in the world there's always better things. There's always better things. When it comes to people, there's an emotional attachment that ensues which makes you feel that this is the best person. Right? And when you don't get them, you feel like you've lost the best person. Nobody can fill their shoes. But that's completely wrong. Allah can make you satisfied. So stop feeling like that. And understand that maybe there was something in here that I can't understand. I have to trust in Allah. And let me look for something. Because the longer you're going to cry over this, the longer it is going to take you to get over and to find something better. And you're going to miss a lot of opportunities. There are many fish in the sea, as they say. Right? I had one person call me once and basically their proposal had broken down. And they hadn't even got married. Their proposal had broken down. And she was fretting over why it had happened. So she's basically saying that, okay, maybe it was because I said this on this day. Maybe because I didn't do this on this day. Maybe it's because of this email or this word that I used. Or maybe it's because of this dress I wore. And I'm like, why are you wasting your time for? This person is gone. Forget it now. Right? It's, you can't, you know, you don't have a time machine that you can go back and, okay, change your dress. Or change your statement. Or do things differently. It's finished. Why cry over spilt milk? The Prophet ﷺ is telling us, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. You need to go and avidly seek out that which is to your benefit. وَلَا تَعْجِزْ. And do not sit back enfeebled. Do not sit back and just be weakened. That's not what life is about. Anybody will tell you that. I would suggest that you listen to this talk that I have called Don't Be Depressed, You Don't Know Your Future. Because that really helps to understand the whole decree aspect of it. Right? That there is another force out there. There is Allah's understanding of everything that we're going to do, which He had from before. And He does things for the best. And there's numerous examples, right, of where things went wrong. The people felt really, really let down. But later on, they found that that was the best thing that had happened to them. Right? That was the best thing that had happened to them. And really, you got no other way to think. Because you can sit back and cry forever, and it's not going to come back. So think of it that way and just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you something better. Keep doing the istikhara prayer for the next best thing, inshallah, and may Allah give you that.